Hi, this is Ed from DMX Crew, kicking off my 27th podcast with one of the best new records I've heard in a very long time. This is Photo Dementia. So today I want to play you some of the weirder electro tunes that I've come across. That one was by Photo Dementia from their new EP. The track was called Photographischer. They had quite a lot of snippets of tracks floating around on YouTube for a long time, so I was very excited to get my hands on that vinyl. The next one's from Chaos and it's called Geiger Counter.
Uranium. Thorium. With my dagger.
Mark Floyd, better known as Chaos, the man who brought you Afro-Germanic and various other smashes on Underground Resistance. That tune was called Geiger Counter on a UR 7-inch. And next I want to play you another record on UR by another man named Mark. This one's Mark Taylor, producing this time under the name Remote. The name of this track is Protecting My Hive. Mark Taylor producing this Remote for Underground Resistance. The name of the track was Protecting My Hive. The next record I'm going to play you is by a producer from the Netherlands whose name is Tim, and Dutch listeners will be aware that the Dutch word for a corpse or a dead body is Lyca. This fellow was so deathly looking as a teenager that people gave him the nickname Lyca Tim. True story. Thank you. Tim Van Laden, better known as Like a Tim, with a track called Re that was released on Djax Upbeats. Now I'm going to play you a brand new release from one of my favourite electro producers working at the moment, Mr. Luke Eargoggle. This one's on his Stillleben label and it's called Data Udit. That's a kind of alternate version of Without Your Data by Faceless Mind, which is Luke Eargoggle's collaboration with Johan Inkinen, released on my label Breakin. That version was called Data Udit from an EP entitled Lightwriters Infovox, which is a very nice looking picture disc on Eargoggle's label Stillleben. Next up is one of Luke Eargoggle's favourite electro tracks. This one goes out to you, Lucas. It's DJ K1.
Do not attempt to change this record. Do not attempt to change your dial. Do not attempt to change the volume. Do not attempt to change the bass. wasted time.
On Direct Beat, that's Keith Tucker, aka DJ K1, with Erase the Time. Keith Tucker, of course, is one half of Detroit electro pioneers Aux 88. And the next record is by someone who is half of one of my other favourite Detroit groups, Drexia. This is under the name Japanese Telecom, and it's called Japanese Animation. Style these days, but when that record came out, it was a real breath of fresh air. That's Japanese Telecom on Intuit Solar Records. The name of the track was Japanese Animation. The next record I'm going to play you is a brand new release on Uncanny Valley out of Germany. It's by Credit 00 and it's called Another Me. We'll be right back. DJ who I've played with many times over in Germany. That's Credit Zero Zero. And I'm very glad to hear he's started producing such quality records. That one's called Another Me. Alex, I don't think I could deal with another one of you ones quite enough. Let's give Eric Travis a ring. On Clone Classic Cuts. That's one of my favourite Detroit producers, Eric Travis, with Phone Sex, which is kind of like a hybrid of the ideas behind The Telephone Call and Sex Object, both Kraftwerk tracks from the Electric Cafe album. Here's a track from that album entitled Music Nonstop.
Non-stop.
The grandfathers of modern electronic music, Kraftwerk, with a track from their last great album, Electric Cafe, that was called Music Nonstop. Here's a more recent track from the United States, somebody I know nothing about, who's called Data Hater, and the name of the track is Cartesian Vortices. Thank you. Frequency out of North Carolina. That's Data Hater with Cartesian Vortices from his Itinerant Craft EP, which is a 6-track record. All the tracks are pretty good, well worth checking out. Now here's something from the man who arguably created techno as we know it, Mr. Juan Atkins. This is Model 500 with Wanderer. About him, the godfather of Detroit techno, Juan Atkins, going under the name Model 500. That track was called Wanderer, released on Derek May's Transmat label. And from an American techno pioneer to a Cornish one, here's the Aphex Twin. 1994 on the Warp label under the name Gak. That track's called Gak 4, and I don't think it's any longer a secret that that EP was by Richard James, better known as the Aphex Twin. Very nostalgic one for me. I find the melodies in that really emotional. And here's another beautiful emotional techno track from one of the kings of romantic electro, Bockenvelt. From an early EP by Gianluigi Di Constanzo, better known as Bockenvelt, released on the Chromode label on rather nice mustard coloured vinyl. That one's called Melody d'Oute. Hope my French pronunciation is up to snuff. Now I've got a special treat for all Reflex fans. This is an unreleased Psylob track. There's a version of it on his Loops and Breaks album, but this is a more complete version with some synths and stuff on it that he's very kindly given me permission to put up. So I do hope you enjoy it. That's an exclusive unreleased version of Body Pop from Psylob's Loops and Breaks album. And here's a track from another great producer from the Luton area. This is Jody Kendrick from Dunstable with the second track on side A of his Plus 10 release on Reflex. Jody Kendrick from his Plus 10 EP on Reflex, and I'm going to leave you today with another Reflex release from me, from an album I did called Many Worlds. This song's called Meridian 1212. Hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed doing one after all this time, and see you on the next one.